other truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Just up from Hollywood Boulevard, y'all, right in the heart, the thick of all this Hollywood nonsense. Just spitting distance from the most famous intersection in the whole world, Hollywood and Vine. I say it all the time, right up here at the head of this shit. If y'all ain't figured it out by now, y'all need to start committing that to memory. You don't have to, because I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm going off the rails within 30 seconds of this motherfucker. Because you know why? It's hot as balls up in Hollywood today. I don't know if the East Coast is still buried under snow and ice and whatever other untoward nonsense they had. But out here, we are done smack dab in the beginnings of a heat wave. All those fools that are fixing to run in the LA Marathon on Sunday are going to be running in some serious Hollywood Los Angeles heat. Just a heat wave is setting in, and Sunday is supposed to be the worst, and now they're gonna have to run. They're gonna be right down the street. You know, I'm gonna have to go down there and like make fun of them, because people will do this thing no matter what. If it's raining, they do it. If it's like hot as balls, they do it. Good. And I commend each and everybody who runs 26 mother trucking miles at one go. You got my full support in this game. But you know what? I have gone down there before because, okay, I didn't even plan on talking about these marathons, but I will. And then we will get into the shit show of the fucking decade right now, I think, this whole Bobby Christina thing, because you know Nick Gordon was on Dr. Phil, and I'm going to have something to say about it. But I'm going to tell you about the marathon first, because a couple of years ago, the marathon happened on St. Patrick's Day. It just worked out that way with like the way the days fell, right? So, because St. Patrick's Day was on a Sunday or whatever that year. So I was supposed to go meet some guys out for St. Patrick's drinking, because that's what you do, right? But I was like, I am not going to try to drive around this mess, because you can't go through it. They would like have everything blocked off. It's a royal pain in the ass. And I was like, you're fat, and you need to get some exercise anyway, so you should just walk. And then I thought to myself, well, since I'm headed that way, I will just walk the route of the freaking marathon, right? Because it's a clear path. There won't be any stoplights or crosswalks I have to worry about. It's already blocked off. I will just stand on the edge and walk. Well, and I granted, it was, I think at one point in my walk, and it was kind of a long walk, it was like 3 miles where I was going. But I figured I could, like, that way if I burned all them calories, then all the drinking I was about to do would be just a little bit less of a big deal, right? I was trying to offset some shit. And so, but whatever, I'm walking down there, and granted, it was not even halfway yet, because I passed the halfway, about halfway to where I was headed. And granted, I was fresh, but I was freaking schooling some of those motherfuckers. I was just trucking right past them. Like, they were not running. Like, the street sweepers were going to be sweeping some of their fat asses up when it was, like, before they got to the, like, Santa Monica Pier where that thing ended up. But it was cracking me up. I, like, had never really paid attention to it, because I was like, I'm not going to go watch people run. That looks boring as hell. Just somebody run by. There goes another guy running 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 by. See, that gets boring after about 4 guys. So I was like, why? But I was walking along. But then it was kind of fun, just sort of, and I started making fun of myself, because some people got into it. Some of these, like, and the Asian people in the race, more times than not, I mean, more than any other, like, group, I would, if you, whatever you want to call it. But they were the ones who would have, like, little costumes or, like, some kind of flair they added to their running outfit. And I kind of liked that. I thought that was great. And I was thinking everybody else should, like, jazz up their freaking outfit, so that way they look fun and happy and like they're enjoying themselves and not like they're about to die and sweat to death and like whatever else they're going through. Because I've seen pictures of people who just straight up shit themselves running a marathon, and they just keep right on going. Because I mean, I guess that knocks some shit loose. It has to knock some things loose. I mean, I don't see how it could not knock a few things loose. Like, I don't know, you know, and they have to tape their nipples up. I was just thinking, I was like, who did they do enemas first? And then I was like, this is taking a very disgusting turn, and I was going to stop. So, but then I felt like compelled to go back and tell you why I had to stop where I was headed. So I just defeated myself right there in one fell swoop. But whatever, and they have to put like Band-Aids on their nips, because apparently like their nips will get rubbed off. Like, if my nips got rubbed off, I would be very upset, because nips are very essential to the aesthetic of the torso. That's all I got to say about that shit, right? But just walking amongst, like, I highly recommend going to look at a marathon. And so if y'all are in LA, any of the Hollywood Hick listeners here on the Crab Diving Network, if y'all are here in town on Sunday, you should go check it out, especially if you're close enough to just walk over to it, because it's like, it's kind of interesting, especially if you're somewhere in the middle. Be somewhere in the middle. If you're at the very beginning, they're all going to be fresh and no fun. But or at the end, maybe, because they're going to be like, how many raggedy ass, barely making it, crawling on their hands and knees motherfuckers actually come through that finish line? I'm thinking it's more than I originally would have thought, because I couldn't believe how many slow people. I guess it's just like a goal some people have. Like, I do not have that goal. You will never, ever, well, I ain't going to ever say never, because I've done some stupid shit, and sometimes I get a bug up my ass and I have to like do something crazy. Like, I took trapeze class for a long time, but then that got expensive and I couldn't afford it anymore because I decided to do this kind of shit, which means I can't do that kind of stuff anymore. But I used to do trapeze class, mother truckers. It was good, like 30 feet up in the air. I was good. I would help people jump off this board. I'm like up on like this 2x4, not a 2x4, but like this one little plank of wood up there, and I don't even have a belt on, and I'm having to help these people who have never done this before jump off a platform. And would you believe it? Some people don't want to jump. Yeah, that happens. So there's other shit. Like when I started scuba diving, I went crazy and just started taking class after class. Like, I am a certified rescue diver. So if we are out in the oceans, I know how to save your ass. And I've had to do it a couple of times because the homos I play volleyball with, sometimes they get injured. And it's good to know that we like are able to help. And I have another friend, Jeff. He is good at helping out in the ocean too. So it's good to know that there's somebody other than myself who is good, because we do drink beer when we play beach volleyball, but don't tell the lifeguards that. So allegedly, lifeguards, we drink beer, but not really. It just looks like, because we like cans that's similar to beer, whatever, we drink beer. And but we're cool about it. We don't cause a ruckus. Not once. One chick showed up one time and caused a ruckus because she drank a box and a half of wine. You hear what I said to y'all? A box and a half of wine. And might have been a little drunky, stumbly around the beach and have to get brought back by a lifeguard. And then people were like, you can't come back, because if you get us all busted, we're kicking your ass. So the only person, only one person in like 10 years of this group, well, an ever evolving group of people, but it started 10 years ago, and only once had one person have to get kicked out. All right, so I have digressed enough about my stupid what's going on, because it's hot in Hollywood. If I have not told y'all yet, it's hot in Hollywood, and I'm sorry if y'all listen to this shit on the East Coast and it's freezy cold out there and you got icicles hanging off your fucking asshole. I don't care, because it's fucking hot. And when it's the first couple of few days of hot, then I'm like, oh my God, because it feels hotter because you're not used to it. And I'm too fucking cheap to turn on the air conditioner, because at least it does cool down at night, so it's cool. And I'm like all cooped up because, of course, the drama children were out front singing like crazy this morning, horribly. Like, I took everything I had in my person not to holler out the window and be like, give up. Straight up, dude. Like, you're wasting your money, your time. Go learn a real freaking like skill. Like, go do something. Like, cause this, whatever. And maybe this school can transform him. But what I heard this morning did not sound like it was anything that would ever even be worth transforming. Okay, whatever. And I might be somewhat biased on account of all these drama children drive me nuts, because they jaywalk and they do it slowly and they're always hollering. And they're like smoking their Mary and Wanda underneath my windows, and it drafting up. And I only want my Mary and Wanda smells in my house. I don't need their Mary and Wanda smells in my house as well. And they don't understand why that. So now I'm the old man kicking freaking kids off the front lawn. It's horrible. I now have figured out I'm old, because my birthday is April 1st too. By the way, so yes, it's April Fool's Day, and everybody always says it's fitting for whatever reason. And if you're thinking that you're gonna give me a present that is really just rocks in a box, then you can just know that that has happened way too many times, and it's really not that funny. Like, even the first time, I was like, you could have come up with something better. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, don't do that. That's all I'm saying. But fuck, I forget what I was talking about. Birthdays. I'm doing things. I keep digressing, and I don't mean to, but. Here's what I'm talking about today. Now, it has been very well documented here on the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live, if you want to hear this shit when it's going down, which happens to be on the 7s in the morning and the evening. If you're in the West Coast, on the 10s. If you're in the East Coast, everywhere else, y'all, do the maths. I can't help you on that. I do not possess the ability to do that much ciphering in one sitting. And I'm sure you've gotten good at it. If you live somewhere and then you know how to like gauge it off of East Coast time, time or West Coast time. I'm sure. I have faith that you have figured this out for yourself. But what I'm saying is it comes on Tuesdays and Fridays. You get brand new ones at 7 in the p.m. And the repeats run on the 7s or the 10s, wherever you are. And I just learned this yesterday as I sat in on the crab diving show with Pat while Ryan was in the air. Because, you know, he don't like flying, poor thing. I hope he got here okay. And when I was sitting there, I found out that they're also running at midnight. You can get the previous episode. So say the Tuesday episode is in rotation at the moment. You can hear the previous Fridays at midnight. That is like an extra special cherry on top of this shit, mother truckers. So that's how that works. So now that we know where you can find the Hollywood Hick, and you should be listening to all the programming here on the Crab Diving Network. But we have now got to shift the focus of this here program today, because, oh my sweet Jesus Lord, did any of y'all sit down and watch Nick Gordon on the Dr. Phil show? Now, I feel somewhat dirty after watching. Like, it was like the worst train wreck. I could not look away. I watched the whole thing once, and then I went back and watched like clips of it a few times. I got a few clips for you, because like just the level of crazy up in there. I just like a poor guy. Like, I don't know whether to feel sorry for him or be mad at him, because you read shit, and here's the problem. Okay, I will tell you exactly what the Hollywood Hick problem is, and then I'll play you a clip. But I have this, I don't know why, but I feel like sometimes if you read in the comment sections of these things, of these like blogs, and some of the like ones where people are a little bit snarky and people kind of like know the truth and stuff, like the Blind Gossip website, which we'll be talking about later too. And so basically Nick Gordon goes on there on the Dr. Phil show. It is a complete shit show. I mean, like an embarrassingly bad just mess, right? I mean, at first I was like, Dr. Phil did this guy a total solid and got him, because he does at the end of it end up going to rehab, right? But or at least that's what they lead us to believe, and we're told that's where he is, right? The other thing is he's a mess, y'all. And when I say mess, I mean mess because I mean he was there when Whitney passed away. Well, okay, this is the thing. So these are some of the things I learned, and then I'll play you a clip of this, because I want to tell you this part of the story, because they talked to Dr. Phil, because it was like it's the whole thing is exploitive. Like, I guess because of the inner, like he was too wasted to be able to be interviewed. They're like, they even showed clips of like some cell phone video stuff. It's like a poor guy, like it's like paints a picture that you would never want painted. And but he can't even hardly stand up. He can't form words, because you know why? He's drinking and doing the Xanax, and you cannot drink and do the Xanax, because I did it one time. But and I was out at a bar because I didn't know no better. I was stupid. And my friend's like, hey, you want a Xanax? He was like, they're fun. I was like, okay, why not? So I took this Xanax, and then I had a few beers. And that is when I discovered that liquor, booze, and Xanax in my system means sleep wherever you are. And I fell asleep at the bar like an embarrassing idiot boy. And so that's how I know you should not mix alcohol and Xanax, because like it like incapacitates some people, and it looks like it does that to him, because he couldn't even stand up. He couldn't make words. He's like flopping around on a bed. That's how I felt. I had to get took home, and I think the bar might have thrown my ass out, but whatever, I digressed again. But okay, so here's Nick Gordon. He's there now. Dr. Phil is talking to Nick Gordon's mama. And I think her name is Michelle Gordon, if I remember. Yeah, Michelle Gordon is her name. And so she's like talking about how like he was there when Whitney passed away, and that whoever found her at first, I forget who it was that found her. I think it was like the whoever found her, I forget. But they did not know CPR, so they went and got Nick. So Nick came running and did CPR. He did that on Whitney and did CPR until... And according to her, like, it's this rant, like, saying that... according to Nick, his mama, I guess, because he never says it. This is all through his mama. Like, the first half of this program is his mama talking to the Dr. Phil. And at first, I was like, Dr. Phil did good. Now, the more I think about it, and I read another article in the Daily Beast about it, where they pretty much called it, they said the whole thing, because it was Dr. Phil's Nick Gordon intervention. Like, this whole title of it is like, was very, very exploitive. And they call it despicable, exploitive television. And then after I read the article, I was like, you know what? You're right. I just kind of wanted, like, I don't know why. For a half a minute, I agreed with Dr. Phil, and now I'm glad these people have set me straight. But what I was talking about is his mama says he was there when Whitney was found and did CPR until the paramedics arrived, and even though the cops showed up before the paramedics, the cops didn't do anything to help, and that fucked with his head. Now, at the very end of the Dr. Phil program, there is a quote from the Houston side of the family who say, that's bullshit. That's pretty much what they say. Now, I paraphrase, but they're like, no, he wasn't even there. So there's conflicting stories as far as that. And I don't know who to believe, but I tend to side with the Whitney's people, because the Houston side, because they seem a little bit more grounded and level. I mean, because, and the Brown and, I guess, what is his name, Gordon sides of this thing, there's a lot of drugs and stuff in that, mixed up in that part, and that'll fuck you up, and it makes you do shit you wouldn't normally do. And so I don't know, that's why I find the Houstons more trustworthy. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not saying they're bad people, I'm just saying I find the Houstons more trustworthy. So whatever, going on. So he talks to his mama. His mama telling, basically says her son is like a mess, straight up stone cold mess. Drinking, drugging. He's like blames himself for everything. And there's like all kind of other shit. Like she said, I mean, she's like, he's tried to kill himself multiple times apparently by taking pills, but then he threw up or something, or somebody found him, or he calls his mama or brother or something. So it's like, it's all the cries for help. Like, too, it's like all this shit is cries for help. And his mama's down in Orlando and he's up in Atlanta. And she never even came up. Like, she's been in Orlando the whole time. I guess they've talked on the phone, but she never came up. Now, like, my mama would have been up there like, yo, we got to, like, make sure you're good. But she never did that. Like, it's this whole weird thing with their relationship that I ain't quite buying either. But, I mean, he's all over in the interview like, mommy! Oh, like, he's fucked up, too. So it's hard to tell where all this shit's coming from. I mean, honestly, I'm like, Lord have mercy. This whole program was just more than I could take. And I could not quit looking away. I was like, oh, my God, I feel like the world's worst person, because I cannot quit looking at this. I am 100,000% fascinated by this whole shit show mess of a thing, and it's really sad. The whole story is really sad, and I should not be trying to, like, I mean, I'm making fun of it, but I'm not making fun of it. It's just, I guess maybe I'm trying to make light of a bad situation, but I'm also trying to shed light on the fact that Dr. Phil is a dick. And yesterday, I think on the crab diving program, I was still in my, he did a pretty good job, but the more I think about it, the more I have changed my mind. And you can thank the Daily Beast people, because they were like, no, this was some straight up bullshit, and this is not, because they had a hashtag. That was one of the ones, but, and I saw that, and I just put it out of my head. I was like, I don't even like go there. But like, they had a hashtag for like Nick Gordon intervention, and they were trying to get it like that's, it was just pretty tacky. And then the whole name of the episode, it's like, where's the fucking name of the episode? It was like some incredible bullshit name. Oh, yeah. The name of it is Exclusive: Bobby Christina's Boyfriend, Distraught and Out of Control, The Nick Gordon Intervention. That's like showed up on the TV like 50 times, like every time it comes and goes and all kind of other shit. Like, it was nuts. Okay, so whatever. All this stuff goes on. So then Dr. Phil says, well, let's go get Nick, and we have to tell him he's going to rehab and not take no for an answer. And his mom was like, yes, 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 that's fine. We have to do this. I fully support you. And Dr. Phil's like, he gonna act crazy. And he sure enough did. So, okay, so this first clip, let me just play you what it sounded like when he shows up in there, like Dr. Phil getting him. It's like some of it. It's like, because it's just, it's okay. So here's a clip from the Dr. Phil program of when he went to fetch Nick to bring him to the room so him and his mama could do an intervention on him, because he is a straight up mess. And I really hope he is in the rehabs. I really hope he is in the rehabs, because if he ain't in the rehabs and they just send him somewhere else, or he like left, because I guess you can't force people to stay unless you do like 51-50 or something, but maybe they're ready to 51-50. I don't know. But I also love it when somebody gets 51-50, because that makes me feel better about myself. And say, look, celebrities are nuts too. Britney got 51-50. Somebody else got one not long ago. Amanda Bynes got one. Yeah, like, it happens. It happens. I actually like knew somebody who got 51-50, and I was like, what happened to them? And they're like, oh, they got 5150. And it's horrible that that's my first reaction is to laugh, because that means that there's a problem. And I laugh because I'm a horrible person. It's like when I see somebody fall down, I will definitely care and hope you are okay, but I will 100% laugh at your ass first. And it's not one of my finer qualities, but I accept it. And it's just part of who the Hollywood hick is, y'all. I can't do anything about it. Okay, so whatever. I digress like a craziest motherfucker in the history of the world, don't I, sometimes, y'all? Okay, so what I'm saying is, here goes Nick Gordon coming. Dr. Phil going to fetch Nick Gordon to bring him to the intervention room so Nick Gordon's mama and Dr. Phil can lay the smack down. Okay, so here it is.
This way. Here we go. How you feeling?
I feel, like I miss Chrissy and Whitney.
She means a lot to you.
Please don't put this on TV.
What don't you want on TV?
Me crying. Me being weak.
Oh, you're not weak. You're just caring about somebody that means something to you. Come on, man.
Okay. Mommy, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Mommy. I'm so sorry for everything.
It's okay.
Okay, all right, all right. Let's do this. Okay, let's do it. Okay.
All right.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Mom, I would never hurt anybody. I love people. I love babies. Everything.
It's okay.
All right, so here we go.
You're okay.
Yep.
You're
okay. Nick,
okay, so you're gonna ask. I have been drinking. I have been doing Xanax. And that's it. I've been so, like, sober besides that.
Deep breath, deep breath.
You've been drinking a lot though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have been.
Like, if you walk. I can't walk.
Holy sheep shit, mother truckers. You hear what I'm talking about? He is a straight up mess, and it is at booze and Xanax. Could you hear him say in the middle of that, that all he's like, I'm sober. All I've had is booze and Xanax, but yet he can, like, he talks real slow. It's like, that's the booze and Xanax. That's what it does to you. Cautionary tale, people. Do not mix them too and make you a mess. And then that part at the very end of it where he, like, really sounds messy, that's not even when he's sitting there with Dr. Phil. They, like, keep cutting back to, like, a video of him, like, in this hotel room down the hall where he is just, like, can't even stand up, and he's a mess, and he's, like, a mess. It's sad, yet mesmerizing. I can't look away from it. I feel bad that I can't, and I'm just gonna have to get over that, because I can't. It's like, it's not, I am way too invested in this shit. But you hear all of that, like, he comes in, like, to his mommy, he's like, mommy, and he's like bawling, and then all of a sudden he's like kind of okay, and he comes lucid for a minute, and then he loses it again. Like, the whole intervention thing, well, intervention, whatever the hell you want to call it, but it's like he runs in and out and goes, like, does all kind of stuff. Like, I mean, the whole thing goes, okay, here, I'm going to play a little bit more of it. Just because, I mean, it's nuts. Nuts. I can't believe, like, I agree with the Daily Beast now. Like, it really was exploit. It's probably one of the most exploitive things I have ever seen. Like, this poor guy, like, he's saying, don't put this on TV. Like, you hear him, that's in the elevator. They're not even in the room yet. He's crying in the elevator to Dr. Phil, going, like, please don't show me on TV. I don't want to look weak. And what the fuck does Dr. Phil do? He throws it right on the TV. I mean, the man, it's like, at first I was like, he's trying to do good. But no, the way, it's like, if he was trying to do good, he would do this shit on the down low and not make a big public spectacle of this poor guy who's going to, like, see this later and be like, oh, my sweet Jesus, Lord, I cannot believe I allowed anybody, like, and the dude does not look like he is in any position to be make rational decisions. That's why it's also kind of like on his mother. Like, I don't know. But I feel like Dr. Phil done went and took advantage of his mama's timidness or whatever. Like, because I'm sure, like, I mean, she's watching her son self-destruct because Dr. Phil himself says like 900 times throughout the program about how he's going to be dead within a week if nobody does anything. And, It's just freaking nuts. And like at one point he like hollers that he hates Bobby Brown. And like in there, like what else does he do? Like whatever. I'll play you another clip of some of this. I mean, it's like I like honestly, it's like I don't know. I feel bad for talking about it, but it's like it's here. And so I have to talk about it. Irregardless. And don't even challenge me on that word. I love that motherfucking word. So shut it up. Shut it. So okay, so here is some more of this Dr. Phil shit show starring Nick Gordon and his mama. And I don't know. And then I'm gonna like play some of this, but then I wanna tell y'all something I found. And of course I found it in the comments, so screw you if you think it's bullshit. But one of them is they're repeating a blind gossip story that is eerily appropriate. So but let me play you some more of this craziness of this interview. So and we'll talk about a little bit more about that. And then okay, whatever. Here is some more of this. I can't believe I've watched more than once and can't look away. Mess of a show, Dr. Phil, just exploitation programming. That's what it is. Exploitation programming. Dr. Blowhard Phil. And here we go.
Calm down, okay?
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Mom, I lost the most legendary singer ever, and like I'm scared to lose Chrissy.
Pray for Chrissy, right? Right? We're ventilating, just breathe.
Oh my gosh, I made him more famous. Okay, so Nicholas. Let's do it.
Nick.
Oh my gosh. All right. What's up? Ask your questions.
See what I mean about him just switching gears like that? Like he's like bipolar, like he was like freaking out about losing the most famous, what does he say? Fuck, whatever he called Whitney Houston, about how like she was the most, like the greatest singer ever. And he's like, he's scared he's gonna lose Chrissy, which he basically is. And if you pay attention to like the Brown family, he had something to do with, they feel like, or some of them feel like he had something to do with her being in that bathtub. And so he's like fucked up. And then his mama is just sort of there, just patting him on the back. It's a little bit weird. But see what I mean? How he like flip-flops, and then he like tells Dr. Phil, he's like, he gets all giggly, he's like I'm gonna make you more famous. And it's just weird. And then he's like, he tries to pull it together, and trust me, he does not hold it together for very long at all whatsoever. He does not hold it together. He's a complete mess. And he like by the end of it, he's like screaming how he hates Bobby Brown and doing like, it really is like not cute at all. Yeah, at one point he says something about like, yeah, when he tells him to man up, that's what it is. Dr. Phil tells him he has to man up and deal with this. And he's like, don't you tell me to man up. And, but he really does kind of need a bit. That's one point where I guess I really do have to agree with Dr. Blowhard Phil. He does need to man up, but you shouldn't have done this to him in front of the whole entire world, because then people like me start talking about it for freaking half an hour, or how long, 20 minutes I've been running my mouth about the Dr. Phil program. And, but it was just such an bleeping freaking mess. It's like the poor guy, like whatever is going on. But like if you read through, this is the part where and of course the shit's not loaded, so we'll talk about something else for a second. But no, what I'm saying is it's just a freaking mess. Like okay, here, let me play you another clip, because I'm waiting on some fucking shit to load, so I might as well play another clip, because this computer is acting a fool. It's like 900 degrees. I hope it makes it through the whole thing, because halfway through this show, it might explode and melt into a puddle of just computer goo, because I think it needs to be turned off. I think I fucked something up in there and have it set where it doesn't turn off, so it's been running, and it's like got itself all hot, because it told y'all it's hot as fuck and freaking Hollywood today. I don't know what the hell's going on. We got some kind of y'all cold over there on the east. Down here in the southwest part of the freaking map, we are freaking going to be sweltering. And then Sunday, when them poor sucker marathon runners are going to be sweating to death. Straight up mother trucking sweating to death is what they're going to be doing. But What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to play y'all another clip. That's what it is. I lost track because I freaking digressed again. Lord have mercy. One day I will quit digressing, but I don't think that's going to be anytime soon. Maybe it's part of my charm. Who knows? Only y'all do. I don't know. I only like just throw on the Southern just because, one, I don't really know any other way. And two, that's just the way it is. And but maybe this shit, here we go. So now I got this shit to final load. I should have hit reload earlier instead of having to do all that stalling. But I'm going to find this because somebody brought something to my attention. And you know how much I love a blind item because I talk about it. And I'm going to be posting a lot of blind items, by the way, on the Hollywood Hick Facebook page where you can comment and try to figure out who they are and shit, too, because I'll like link to it because I have become kind of semi-obsessed with blind gossips, trying to figure them out because it's like a puzzle. It's like I get to be like Encyclopedia Brown, Nancy Drew, you know, James Bond. I feel like James Bond every time I like turn my phone on just by holding my finger on that circle and it reads my fingerprint. That's some straight up like Mission Impossible shit. I feel like a super secret spy agent every time I have to do that. Okay, so basically this is what it is. So this was a blind item back in March of last year. So like almost exactly a year ago, a few weeks shy, right? And but this says, okay, so this is what it says, right? It says, for the past few months, things have been getting worse. What was always a volatile relationship has turned more violent than volatile. Family members have tried to help this C-list reality star, offspring of this former A-plus list entertainer, singer, in parentheses, from people I have spoken to who have been inside of the home of our C-lister, things are bad. There are drugs everywhere. There is cash everywhere. It is like watching Scarface. The significant other of our C-lister thinks he is the next Scarface. The thing is, he sucks at business. He just uses the money of our C-lister to make it seem like he's making millions of dollars. Instead, he is spending every cent she gets in the second it comes in. This is a hard sentence to read. These people wrote this shit all hard to read. Okay. Instead, he is spending every cent she gets in the second it comes in and has made her sign all types of documents, which have basically cost her most of her future income for the next few years. When he doesn't keep her drugged up, he beats her. Oh, see? He has all kinds of recordings of her doing anything he can think of just to keep her in line. He says he will release it all if she tries to leave him. She is scared of him and loves him at the same time. That's some straight up fucked up shit right there. When he is wasted, the beatings can be rough and there have been shots fired more than once. Everybody knows he is going to end up killing her one night. She will try and leave, but he won't like that and will shoot her and kill her. The family hopes she can escape, but she has no place to go that she would accept help from. And everybody thought that was Bobby Christina and Nick Gordon back when that happened. And how it kind of like, if this is true, and I ain't saying it is, but sometimes these things tend to be true more times than not in my experience, it would explain a lot. It would explain why that motherfucker is so squirrely and he's doing all that drinking and boozing and drugging, because I would be trying to not think about that shit too if I had lost my mind and actually like kind of been part of the reason this happened. He probably ain't the whole reason, because I'm sure she did a lot of drugs and things on her own and that's part of her situation. But at the same time, if this is true, it's sort of fucking scary, eerie, ain't it, all y'all mother truckers, for straight up real. So then I was looking down through the comments, and I'm on the D-listed, by the way. I love the D-listed I think the dude is hysterical, and two, people make good comments in here. And so this chick, and like this is all based on like reading whatever's on the tabloids and wherever they've got their information, but this chick, M from Toronto, a couple days ago she put this on here. It says, so here is my mom's take on the video she just watched, okay? She thinks the mother was the dealer. Nick was put in as the mule, and they're running a long con on Bobby Christina. It all started to stall, or it was looking like Bobby Christina had a clue. So the idea of a tragic death on the anniversary that mimics Whitney's would be the best route to secure a book/TV deal for the bereaved husband/brother and recoup. Then she quoted Robert Burns. Oh my God. But Mousy, who the hell is Robert Burns? See, I did not pay attention to this stuff in school. I should have, because whatever. But then some quote from some, sounds like some mice and men shit. But Mousy, Thou art know thy lane. Good Lord. This shit, whatever. I can't read this. It's like in freaking and like ancient English. I can't read. Gang aft agley. I don't even know what that, like, there's words in here I have never even, oh my God, y'all. Okay, this went from being like, I kind of like, maybe that like makes sense because I always heard the mama had a big bad drug problem and it would make sense because that would be how Whitney got her shit if it went back and forth between this kid. And I ain't saying that's why it happened. I'm just saying that it's an interesting theory from M from Toronto's mama here on the D-listed. And until they like lost me with this like bougie freaking quote from some dude named Robert Burns that has words that don't even like, you don't even know what they are. Gang aft agley. Like what, I know what a gang is, but I'm sure it is not the same meaning reading it there. And but people are like, your mom is right. That actually sounds right. There's all kind of shit down here, people doing it. So whatever, this story, every time there's a Hollywood hit program lately, there is something crazier. And this was just the pinnacle of exploitive nonsense. Dr. Drew, you have brought it down to a new low. At first I was kind of behind you, and then the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, that poor guy. Because honestly, I don't know, maybe he's not a nice guy, but I feel like underneath it all there's a generally kind of a nice guy who maybe got put in a bad situation. You don't know, he was young when he got roped into all this shit. We don't know, we ain't got no clue what really went down. And but they played other clips of Bobby Christina and him from their little reality show that I did not watch, that was on like Oprah's channel or something, and they looked like perfectly happy and in love and shit, but I don't know. But it's like that blind item thing is just eerily, sounds like way too eerily, like this is what might have happened, because somebody was saying a year ago that this is pretty much what might have happened. And because apparently to that dude who got caught with the weed right before this, where people were trying to point the finger real quick, I forget his name, but even he said like this dude was acting squirrely. So I don't know, maybe it will all come out, maybe it won't. The good thing is the dude's at least in rehab, supposedly. I like when people say that, supposedly, he is supposedly in the rehab. Hold on, I need a sip of water. So supposedly, now I can't even say it because I had a half a mouthful of water. I tried to talk with water in my mouth. That makes absolutely no mother trucking sense. Okay, what I'm saying is, supposedly he is in the rehab where they're like dealing with both his drug addictions and alcohol addictions, as well as his need to like process all of this trauma that he has either gone through or caused or whatever the situation may be. But apparently Bobby Brown is still not having it, and because he yells at the end of it, he's like, I hate Bobby Brown. Here, I'll play it for you real quick and then I'll quit talking about this fool. I haven't talked about him forever, but this whole program is just, you've got to watch it. I mean, it's just fascinating. And like I'm not saying watch it, whatever, I am saying watch it. I was trying to like take the high road and be like, no, you shouldn't watch it because it's really exploitive. But like, if you want to like just feel better about yourself, be like, oh my God, I am not that guy, then you should watch it because it really will do that to you, because it's really kind of sad and mesmerizing at the same time. I can't look away. It's like the dude with like the deformity at the mall, and no matter how hard I try, I can't look away. And or it's the person who's got her titties way out, like completely out, pretty much just barely covered up, and gives you shit, like gives you a bad look because you're looking at their titties. But I mean, their titties are out for the world to see. I don't understand that. I never understand that ladies, like, my eyes are up here. If they're completely covered and it's sort of modest, then yes, don't be staring at a chick's tits. But if they cinch them things up to their freaking chin and like got cleavage spilling out all over the place and then get mad at you for looking at their titties, then I think they're being like a little bit double standard there, because you can't like put them out on display like that and not have people look, because that's the whole point of putting something out on fucking display. I put my things out, I have my decorations and whatnots around my house, and they're out so that people can look at them whenever they come over here. It's the same thing with your titties. So if you've got them out, don't get mad at the boys for looking, and a few homos like me who still have an appreciation for titties. I just don't want any of those down yonders. I tried it, it's like I gave it the like Yahoo, tried real hard, and it was like I couldn't do it. It just was not for me. But all right, here is Nick Gordon hollering how he hates Bobby Brown, and then I'm gonna quit talking about this guy. Okay, we're gonna talk about some blind gossips. All right, here we go. I hate Bobby Brown from Nick Gordon.
I hate Bobby Brown.
But you've got to take care of yourself. You can't be a protector for Chrissy if you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah, because he's sitting there, he's like, yeah, I hate him. If you hear, like, Dr. Phil tries to talk over him, he's like, yeah, I hate him. I hate him. Like, you can tell, like, he really, 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 really hates Bobby Brown a lot. And I guess they've never really gotten along. But you can just hear it in that. Like, when he's like, I hate Bobby Brown. Yeah, I really like, he was like, yeah. Like, he's reminding him, yeah. He's like, yes, I hate this guy. Like, it's really, really a sad situation. I feel bad for all the parties involved. Completely, completely bad. And if I sound insensitive, I'm sorry. But it's like, this is what I do. I have to talk about these things. And it's all over everything. And I can't not talk about it because I'm completely fascinated by it. It's like, I just can't. And I'm too invested at this point. I'm way too invested. I got to see how this whole thing plays out. I'm going to be all over this thing like stink on shit till it's over. I can't help myself. It's embarrassing. It's not one of my better traits. I think we already talked about that. Or have I revealed more than one bad trait on this show already? And it's like only like 40 minutes in. Good Lord, I'm gonna have to quit getting outing myself. We already knew I was a homo, so like I guess that's three strikes. Am I out, bitches? Hell fucking no, I'm still here talking to y'all. That's what's happening. Okay, we are now going to shift gears, if we may, from something really, really sad, and we are going to talk about something that makes me really, really, really excited to talk about, just because it's so much fun. One, trying to figure out who these people are. I love Blind Gossip website. It's my new favorite thing. I think I've talked about it. Like that new chick on Vine, TJ Madison. I love her. We're going to have some more clips of her probably on the next episode. I just haven't had time to make all the clips. And I knew I'd be running my mouth about Nick Gordon for a long time today. So I didn't really plan for a whole lot more. And that's why I was like going to be like, okay, we're going to like just look at some blind gossip. So this one, okay, what's a good one that I liked that I read earlier? Oh, who, somebody, here's a new one. Maybe it's not any good. Oh, I like a solved one. Okay, this one. Oh, this is the one about Nancy Snyderman. Y'all know that? Okay, so I'm going to give you a brief on this because I don't want to go through this probably a lot because it's a solve. But y'all know that chick, that Nancy Snyderman, that Dr. Nancy Snyderman off of the Today Show. She was the doctor, like, lady on there, and the one who went off and, like, they had to get Ebola quarantined on their way back from going to, like, to report on the Ebola outbreak that was happening. And then she broke her quarantine and then got busted going to some restaurante somewhere. And she's been laying low ever since because people were like, hell to the no. Like, and but apparently she got fired by the NBC because this blind item had been out about how like there was going to be some repercussions for some bad publicity and all of this stuff, blah, 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 for some talent at a TV show. And then people kind of figured out who it was. But she'll tell you she resigned, but apparently she was straight up fired because they were like, oh, hell to the no, you undermined all our credibility, woman. And so now it was like, you're fired, but we'll let you resign, bullshit. So whatever, this one, boring. She's going to go work at a major U.S. medical school. Good for you. Maybe next time you like at the risk of giving people the Ebolas, you just sit there and watch TV for several days. It sucks, but it could be a whole hell of a lot worse. It wasn't that bad, and I know you kind of probably know what you're talking about, but everybody who sees you out, they don't know all the shit you know because they didn't go to all the schooling you went, and most people are fucking dumb anyway, woman, so don't freaking feed the herd all of this stupid untoward nonsense because you need some fucking Chinese soup or whatever the hell it was you went after. Okay? Okay, all right, let's look at another one of these, because that one, the more I think about it, the more I remember that chapped my ass back then. It was just rude, and I liked this one. So there was a blind gossip a while back about like there's like people who are fixing to tie the knot, and it was kind of like sort of save their relationship, blah, 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 and then now like there's like one where like he's like trying to hide and shit like that. And but basically what it boils down to is there's a new one on here, and I'll read it to you, but it's like, here we go. It says, remember we told you a few months ago about an actress who would not commit to a famous actor until he cleaned up his act? Well, he promised to do so, took all the right steps towards keeping that promise, and the two entered into a formal relationship, right? And I think I called this one back then too when I read that. But I won't tell y'all who yet, because maybe y'all can out there in Hollywood Hickland will want to try to figure this out for yourself while I'm going through this to see if you know. So and if you do, like tweet or something and tell me if you're good at Brent Paris, and you can also do at the H Wood Hick. And I'm thinking I might have to decide which one of them I'm going with, because two of them is just becoming a little bit redundant. So but stay tuned for that shit. I ain't made up my mind yet what I'm doing. But okay, goes on. However, they may not live happily ever after. Why not? because he's dirty again. In fact, he is dirty in almost every way possible. Let's start with his personal hygiene. That's taking a total dive. Our film star actually thinks it's funny when people back away from him because he smells bad. Ain't nothing worse than somebody who smells like straight up B.O. funk, especially like a ripe B.O. funk. So once you hear this, you're going to be like, dude, this is going to mess with your hot factor. But okay, it goes on. However, that's the least of his problems. Okay, if I had super funky B.O. that repelled people, that's the word I'm looking for, that basically repelled mother truckers, then I would think that's pretty bad. But apparently, that's the least of this dude's problems. The bigger issue is that his sobriety is completely gone, and he is now back to being wasted every day. That's the real reason he recently got hurt. However, if you tend to believe the silly cover story some publicists tell, he broke his jaw because he slipped on a puddle when he was totally sober sort of shit, you'll believe his too. How does his better half feel about all of this? Well, she's frantic. She really loves him and cares about him, but he started avoiding her as soon as he started using again. He knows he screwed up. He just doesn't want anyone to confront him about it. So, who do you think the actor is and who do you think the actress is? Because this one hasn't come out as solved yet, but it is pretty damn obvious if you pay attention to anything that I find at the Hollywood Hick right here finds remotely important information that should be in the news. But if you're saying Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, then I think you're hitting that nail right on the head, because he done hurt his arm when he was like on set of making this new Pirates of the Caribbean movie when he was out and about somewhere. He had to come back to LA to get surgery on it. What else has he done? He's always looking disheveled and dirty all the time. He was on that award show where he was drunker and Cootie Brown slurring through his little speech. And he just looks generally disheveled all the fucking time. And it just makes sense because they just got married on an island or something not long ago. And that was to like try to like get him to like get his act together, because he was supposed to get his act together because she tied the knot. And that bitch is fucking hot, Johnny Depp. She was doing ladies before you came along. And now all of a sudden you're going to sit there and just like run her off with your like underarm funk and your lack of general good hygiene, and then you're going to go be like a wasty mess on top of it when you know you're not supposed to be a wasty mess. Like, I am like a functional alcoholic of sorts because I like to do my drinking, but I get my shit done most of the time. Doesn't usually like end up fucking shit up like this where you're walking around like a stupid funk farm. Stop it. So my guess, and everybody else on this freaking blind gossip website who comments on here, they're all like, obviously Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Because see, look, this one, Depp flew out of Australia to return to LA to have his injured arm operated on. He looks a hot mess again, bloated and extremely dirty. This is according to Pink Petals on the Dirty Gossip website. I mean, Dirty Gossip. That's what I should have started one called, Dirty Gossip, but the blind gossip. It just looks awful. Sad for Amber, she went through the marriage and did not seem to get his act together. That's what my mama used to say to me all the time. You need to get your act together, when I was a kid going to school and shit, when I didn't want to do homework and I'd always like try to find a reason not to do it and procrastinate the hell out of that shit. Yeah, that's how that works. So, that's my guess for that one. And apparently everybody, there's like one or two in here. Some dude said Zac Efron, who had his jaw broken by accident. Oh, yeah, that's when he went downtown to, like, first got lost downtown or something and ended up getting his jaw broke. That was when he was doing the drugs. You know he was down there trying to score some hooch. But then they're trying to this person has no clue what they're talking about. Anybody who has half a freaking brain, or according to like what my daddy would have said at a football game, act like you got two brains in your head and just realize it's Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Excuse me. That shit's going to come out. All right, let's see. Let's go find us another blind gossip to see what's going on. Oh, this one is obvious as fuck. There's one about these two athletes going at each other in social media to start a big old rivalry. And that's freaking easy as hell. It's what? Layla, I can never say her name right. Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla Ali, and that Ronda Rousey, because they've been starting a Twitter war. And talking shit on the TMZs and stuff. Because they're saying that, like, Layla Ali said she'd kick her fucking ass, but I don't think so. That Ronda Rousey is fucking nuts. I would not want to get in a ring with that lady. She looks freaking nuts. And I watched that Expendables #3 movie she was in, and she walks like she fucking beat your ass. Like, she could not walk. I have not seen a chick not be able to walk in high heels like that chick on the movie in a long freaking time, when it wasn't somebody trying to do it on purpose. She was trying to look sexy, and it just didn't work. She came like clunk, clunk, clunk. Lumbering fucking up in there. It was fucking nuts. But every time she'd like walked around trying to be sexy, I was like, oh my God, just doesn't work. Just be the tough chick. Just be the freaking tough chick. You're not going to be another freaking Michelle Rodriguez. She's got that tough chick, hot girl thing down, and she can actually pull it off. You are just tough chick, Ronda Rousey, and just embrace what you are and go keep kicking ass and making probably bazillions and zillions of dollars, kicking everybody ass, being the scariest thing. And I bet there is like most of the men are probably scared of her ass because she's probably quick and little and get up in there and just like boom, 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 dead, boom, punch. She would kill me dead. She would kill me dead in like half a second. Half a second. So, ooh, I kind of like this one. This was a good one. It is titled, it has a headline called Blockbuster Girl versus Indie Girl. And this one, I already know the answer to, too. Like, but that's because I read so much. But I'm going to see if y'all can figure it out here on the Hollywood Hick. But Blockbuster Girl apparently has starred in some blockbuster movies and has won a major award. Right? So Indie Girl tends to do smaller films and has never won that same award. Indie Girl recently took aim at Blockbuster Girl with a nasty, unprovoked verbal swipe. And then Blockbuster Girl had an interesting reaction when she found out. And she didn't get angry or upset. She simply just looked puzzled and was like, but Indie Girl doesn't even know me. She's never worked with me. And then she added, and given her comment, it looks like bitch never will. I added bitch right there. She said, this says she never will. But I personally would have been like, and it looks like bitch never will. And everybody laughed. And Blockbuster Girl tends to have a good sense of humor about haters. So obviously, Blockbuster Girl is Jennifer Lawrence because she doesn't give a fuck. She would let that shit roll right off her back. And she would make a comment like that and just keep on about her day. But that freaking ugly ass, I don't even know why people even give her half a bit of an attention. But this Chloe Sevigny or whatever her name is, one, she is not cute. I don't care what nobody says. She is straight up fug, not cute. That is the Hollywood Hicks opinion to which he is entitled. And y'all can disagree. I don't care. And she ain't got no like way to like talk because I think she called her pretentious. Oh, no, that's Chloe Sevigny. She's the pretentious one. But she said something about how she like had no class and fuck, I lost the like part of the story that I was going to like say. Somebody tries to say on here that it's Emma Stone and it is not. She said she was crass. That's the word. She called her crass and stuff like that. But she kind of is crass and she's actually a real chick. Like I would like to go out and have a drink with Jennifer Lawrence. Do I want to go out and have a drink with Chloe Sevigny? I'm too good for you people. And this is the same chick also that like sucked a dick in that like Brown Bunny movie or whatever it was, that Vincent Gallo or whatever is Vincent something, whatever, like straight up crazy looking dude. And she was like, I have to do this for real. And she ends up like blowing him on camera. So yeah, so that's the kind of chick she is. And then she wants to go and call Jennifer Lawrence crass. And you know, she'll say she did that fucking shit for her art. But you know that she also wanted to suck a dick. That's what the Hollywood Hick thinks. Shit, I just looked at the time. We're almost done here for another episode of the Hollywood Hick. So let me see. Okay, we got time for one more of these mother truckers. I'll do this one more. Okay, so this one, I love this one. The headline is, his ego is bigger than his bank balance. And this is from the Blind Gossip people. This is one of theirs. And it says, he has been spending money for the past couple of years as if he is a big rock star with huge world tours. The reality is that most people will be hard-pressed to name more than one of his songs. The singer's ego is larger than his bank account balance, but he just keeps right on spending. He's broke yet. Oh, he isn't broke yet, but we don't know how he is going to pay off his various legal obligations. Maybe he can ask mommy and daddy to bail him out. So who the hell do you think that is? Could that just scream Robin Thicke anymore? You know it is. Bitch is going to be broker than broke. You're going to watch, he's going to be putting out a bunch of albums, trying to tour and do stuff because he's going to have to pay off the Marvin Gaye people because him and Pharrell got their ass handed to him in court and had to pay $7.5 million because they swiped that song. But the thing is, they screwed themselves on that freaking deal. They completely screwed themselves on that deal because they are the ones who struck first. They were like trying to do some preemptive lawsuit and they just brought attention to it. And now the Marvin Gaye people are like, fine. You want to fight? We'll just have to fight then. That's how this shit works. You want to like, we're not going to go down and just lay down and let you walk all over us. If you're going to try to tell me that you didn't do something, that's going to make me think you are up to something. So I hope he didn't spend all of that money from the freaking money he made off of that Blurred Line song, because that's the only song you can remember of his. Like they say on here, you can only remember one of his songs. You're hard pressed to name more than one song. I can't name any other one. Only one I know is Blurred Lines. That's it. That's the only one I know. And I mean, you look through the comments here, nothing but Robin Thicke shit everywhere. Everybody's like, Robin Thicke, Robin Thicke. One person said Jaden Smith, and they're an idiot boy. Whoever you are, you're an idiot boy. But looks like that's going to do it for another episode of the Hollywood Hick, Mother Truckers, right here on the Crab Diving Network. Follow me on the Twitters at Brent Paris, 2 R's in Paris. You can also follow me at The H Wood Hick. And I got a new, brand new Facebook page for the Hollywood Hick that you all should check out, because I'm putting like shit on there, putting like articles, things that I care about that I want everybody to look at. And you can comment on it, and we will talk about whether I agree with you or not. And if you want to try to like sass a Hick, he might sass you back. But that's it for me today, y'all. Everybody be good. This is the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Yeah, that's it. Bye-bye, y'all. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers.
Lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg now. Great leg, big leg, big leg, big leg, wow.